All right, Coach. Well,
congrats on a great honor. I mean, gosh, watched you on TV. Heard about it all day long with the 50th anniversary celebration. And you got the word about a month ago or so. But a great honor to be involved, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, Rich, you know, we were, for all of us that were there, we were kind of at the start of the Title IX deal. I think Title IX started in 71, I believe it was, or 72. And well, the state tournament started in 71, and Title IX came into effect in 72. So a lot of the coaches there are old-timers like me, and there's a few of them still coaching out there, you know, that are younger. But just, you know, good to see a lot of people that you kind of started with and got films from or gave films to and so on and so forth. So it was good to see a lot of those people again and kind of visit with everybody there. We had a good chance to visit probably about an hour before we actually went out on the floor. So just kind of a good time to meet up with everybody and see who all was going to be involved with it. And then to walk out on the floor and have the TV cameras on, you know, and we're out on the Nebraska's floor. So, you know, kind of something we really didn't expect because we didn't know what was going to happen. And I'm standing next to Diane Rose, and she said to me, she said, geez, are we going to get gold medals? I said, I don't know. Bingo. Next thing we know, they're standing there with the medals, you know. So we didn't know we were going to get any of that up in where they met with us to start with. They gave us all a 50-year pin from the Activities Association. So, you know, thought, okay, you know, stuck it in my pocket and get down below. And they're a lapel pin. And I better get this on. Everybody else is getting theirs on. And then we get on the floor. Sure, we, you know, didn't expect we were going to get medals for it or anything. But it was just a nice presentation. And, you know, with Jerry Stein from Bertrand being there, he's been a part of the Hall of Fame deal and all that good stuff, and see him still be able to get around, and his son had to help him out there to kind of get around. He's had some health issues here in the last year, so it's good to see a lot of those people again.
Yeah, a lot of coaches you had a chance to coach, you know, Lisa Mason from Bertrand's been there for a long time. Coach Mike Smith from Alma wasn't able to be there, but you and him are really good friends. You've been coaching against him. There were some others, I'm sure, one time or another, even at state tournaments you had a chance to coach against, huh?
Well, yeah, you see some of those people, you know, and then Stan Carr, who went to college here at McCook, you know, he was at Sterling, and so he still knows a lot of people out here. He worked for the Ruggles out here when he was in college, and anytime I see him, he always asks me about those guys, if they're still going and so on. And so Brad Nelson down at Axtell, you know, he's originally from Palisade, and so a lot of people that you do know and, you know, aren't a whole lot younger than what I am, really, but still around, still going. Brad's still coaching, and Stan, I think, maybe is still going on. He got a big round of applause from, was it Papillion Kids or whatever? So I don't know if he's involved with Papillion now or what. But, yeah, just, you know, good experience out there and didn't take very long. And kind of wonder what the other coaches were thinking that are getting ready to play because they stood there quite a while waiting, and you're prompt up ready for a championship game and you got to stand there. So, but just a good experience for everybody and a nice recognition for everyone.
I'm sure if you put you in with that group and everything in some place, you guys could have talked stories for hours and hours and hours of what the good old days were like.
Well, yeah, you know, and a lot of us were at camps together all the time. You know, I roomed with Coach Pius there. We roomed, I think, 2 years in a row down at KU down there. And so we did a lot of visiting, the difference between Class A ball and the level that we're at and so on and so forth, the differences and preparation for games. And like he said, you got to change your rotation about every set, you know. He said, we see each other so many times. He said, you know, what everybody's going to do. And just some differences in that area. You know, John Peterson, you know, had been in 14 state championship games 14 years in a row, and all the good experiences he had and the amount of state runs he had was just phenomenal. And you know, a lot of those coaches have been around a long time, and coach from Grand Island Central Catholic has got, what, 1,100 and some wins that she has, and she's still going, and she was coaching when I first started. So a lot of experience out there, and yeah, we can tell a lot of stories and the way things have changed in the course of the game from when we started to where it is now.
One of the big storylines was Omaha Scud and going to seven, winning seven straight. And I saw on TV they had a little block here and on teams up there, consecutive state title appearances, and your Republican Valley, a team from 98 to 02, 03 was right up there.
Yeah, you know, we had a chance to win six in a row, and we got beat in the third set, and I think Paxson's the one that took us out on that. But, yeah, we had a good run there, and, you know, we were in the state championship game, what, 14 years, and so, you know, good run for a small school like that. And so, you know, some records to be broken, and Scott's going to be around a long time. He'll probably be back there again next year, you know. But, yeah, to be up there in that group with a lot of those people – it's kind of exciting and kind of proud to have our girls from this area that put in a lot of time and effort to be good, and it paid off for them.
I know here from our Western Nebraska teams didn't exactly fare as good as they wanted to, the Cambridges and Maywood Hayes Centers. They had great seasons, but fell a little bit short, and it's kind of a challenge for Western teams versus kind of the Eastern teams with more teams in the East, and they're out in the West, and it's a challenge for the West teams, isn't it?
Well, I think the big thing is the club ball, the experience in that, and when your wife was playing, Jenny and Kim played. That was the only two I had play. Savannah played, and she didn't play till her senior year. And, of course, she was trying to go D1, and if you don't do that, you're probably not going to get picked to go to a D1 school. But that's kind of how things have changed the western part of the state, just the competition level. Eastern part of the state, you're talking a lot of Lincoln, Omaha teams. So the experiences those kids have going up against the excellent players makes a whole lot of difference. And that's how the game has kind of changed. When I first started, you didn't have any of that. You know, you went to some coaches' clinics and so on. I think the first one I went to was Linda Carlson from North Platte. She did one here in McCook, and so that was the first coaches' clinic I went to, or camp, whatever it was she had, and that's how that thing kind of started. And then we started to make our move to get better and get to the state tournament year after year. We started to go down to Kansas, and there's a lot of teams from the southern and southeastern part of the state were going down there, and Nebraska teams dominated. Mm-hmm. Kansas was a basketball state. Up here, the volleyball was big. And, of course, Terry Pettit is kind of the one that got everything started in this state. So we owe an awful lot to him because he's the one that really put volleyball on the map for us here in Nebraska.
What did you see in all the volleyball you watched from Wednesday through Saturday? And you watched all classes down there, but, boy, the volleyball, it seems it gets better every single year, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and I think one of the big things you see between the western part of the state and the eastern part of the state, and I told our kids all the time we went to Lincoln, you're going to see a faster offense. And that, is true again. Teams out this way, I think Cambridge really got affected by that. The team they went up against ran a much quicker offense than what they've seen out here the entire season. That makes a tremendous amount of difference. You're blocking, your timing on it, and that type of thing. But there's good players. Class D ball had some very, very good players, and a lot of those kids are moving on to D1 or D2 colleges. So just excellent volleyball all the way through all six classes, and it's not just the Class A teams, it's got the good players. And you just look at the experience wise and big girls. One of the schools had a 6'5 gal that were D1 or D2. I think another one had 6'4, 6'3. Just a lot of big players. And so you look out this way, we don't see those kind of players too often. You'll get one once in a while. But overall, there's a lot of the smaller schools that have some very good size.
M1 Murdoch, I think, the Schmidt girl was 6'5, and then she's going to Kansas State. And boy, compared to all those other girls, she looked like she was 7 foot out there, didn't she?
Well, and they had, I think, a 6'2 gal that was hurt, didn't get a chance to play. So they were definitely a big ball club for their class. So just a lot of big girls out there, and very good girls, and some of them are play six rotations, and not all of them do, but some do. So it's good to see that.
Finally, again, congrats on the great honor. I mean, you still follow high school volleyball here around, and you hit the state tournament all the time, so it's still fun to not coaching, but you're close enough to watch it, huh?
Well, yeah, it's a lot easier to sit in stands and coach. But, it's just easy to see, what changes a little bit, and see, differences in offenses and defenses that teams run, and things they do and don't do, and sit there and scratch your heads once in a while going, why in the world did you do that or whatever. But it's just a lot of fun to go and watch and interact with people a little bit along the way of it. So a lot of fun.